Page 23. Video talk. Exercises 3A and 3B.
Why we love superheroes. I love superhero stories. I have since I was a kid. Well, I guess everyone else has finally caught on because these days, superheroes are everywhere. Superman, Batman, Black Panther, Wonder Woman. Our popular culture seems to churn out nothing but superheroes. Of course, they've been around for a long time. The first Superman comic came out in 1938. And in those days, superheroes were regarded as entertainment for little boys like me. But over the years, their appeal has broadened. And I think there's a pretty simple reason for that. Superhero stories combine two things that appeal to us on an innate level. Strong people who protect the weak, and stories that we can relate to. It's pretty self-evident that people like heroes, and not just superheroes. We admire heroic people. We want to be like them. We wish that they were really around to save us. And it turns out that this attraction may be something we're born with. Researchers in Kyoto demonstrated this rather cleverly with an experiment with infants 6 to 12 months old. They show the infants animations in which one figure chases and then bumps into another one. In one of the animations, a third figure stands by and watches as the collision happens. In another, the third figure doesn't just stand by, but instead gets in the way and prevents the collision. After they watched the videos, the infants were presented with two figures, one that looked like the character who had stood by, and another resembling the character who had intervened. That is, the one we might call the hero. The infants consistently chose the hero. So, our attraction to people who protect others begins before we even learn how to speak. Interesting, right? Now, of course, there are many kinds of fiction that feature heroes. But one thing common to superheroes in particular, besides their superpowers, is a focus on the origin story. That is, the story of how the hero became a hero. If audiences can identify with a hero's story, they feel more connected to the character. If that same character becomes a hero, the audience finds that inspirational. Psychologist Robin Rosenberg has identified two kinds of superhero origin stories that connect with common human experiences. The first is trauma. Now, Batman is the classic example of this. His parents are killed when he's a child, so he becomes determined to spend his life fighting crime. Traumatic events motivate real people, too. For example, my neighbor is an environmental scientist. She chose her path after experiencing a natural disaster. Another common superhero origin involves destiny. T'Challa, for example, is the son of the Black Panther. When his father is killed, he becomes a Black Panther and takes on the mantle of power. It's his duty to avenge his father and protect his country. Normal people can relate to having responsibility thrust upon them like this. It's what happens when a family member gets sick or needs help and we have to step up. I think you'll agree, it's not surprising that people love superheroes, especially as the movies have begun to tell these fundamental stories about more diverse characters. These are stories that all kinds of people can relate to and be inspired by. Superheroes aren't just for little boys anymore.